This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind. Big question of the day: what happened? What happened? There was a red wave, but it was only in North Dakota. I guess there was one in Florida.
Well, define wave. I mean, we're going to win the House back, so that's good. I mean, there's winds. There's, you know.
True.
There's winds. But there's a lot of dynamics that are breaking down, especially with this Trump thing that's come up in the first hour, too, about will he run? And he, you know, I'm more and more in the camp that he shouldn't. He should be the kingmaker. He should be involved, but we'll see.
271-1100 to answer that question, what happened? Toll free at 855-200-1776. Let us know what you think. I got a boatload of texts here to get to as well. I'm trying to get to those today on the program, so we'll get to some calls. We'll get to some emails. We're also going to talk with the new Secretary of State in North Dakota, Michael Howell, join us, bottom of the hour. So stay tuned for that from the Freedom Matters USA studios. Jeff in Castleton, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jeff.
Scott, it's pretty clear that the American people don't want anything to do with either Joe Biden or Donald Trump. As much as I like Donald Trump, and he's a great economic mind, and he puts the fear of God in our foreign policy, but he made a huge mistake by babbling on about this big notice he's going to put out next week, a day before the election. This was not about him, and he made it about him, and there's a lot of people on both sides of the aisle that will vote against Donald Trump, and he just doesn't know when to keep his mouth shut. I really wish he was. I like him, but he aggravates me, and I'm sure he aggravates a lot of people, and it's just time for him to. I wish he would just say, you know, I'm done with politics, but I'll help anybody I can in the conservative market. It's just frustrating.
I don't connect him to the results last night at all. Help me.
You don't. The day before the election, he was at a rally, I think, in Ohio, and he said he's got a big notice coming next week of what he's going to do or what he's going to say.
But how would that impact somebody's vote one way or the other?
Because of people, Republicans and Democrats, both, there's a lot of people on both sides of the aisle that would not vote for him, and they'll vote against Republicans just to keep him out.
Hmm.
I don't understand. I wish he just knew when to keep his mouth shut. I don't know if it's narcissism or what, but Ron DeSantis can pull from both sides of the aisle. It looks like he knows what he's doing. But I'm afraid Trump's going to keep eating away, and he's just going to hand it to the Democrats again.
All right, appreciate the
sometimes,
call.
Sometimes he's a better Democrat than he is a Republican.
The answer to the question, what happened? Donald Trump. Stan in Fargo, what's your answer? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Am I next?
You're next. You're up.
Oh, I can't believe it. I finally got through for all these years, and I don't even get a pillow. Say it was Trump 100%.
Say again?
Trump 100%. Women women hate Trump. After we lost the election in 2020, I started talking to ladies. I started asking them, and I worked in a place that it was filled with women, and they all hated Trump. They loved his policy, but they hated him, and they would never vote for him again. So Trump's if we go with Trump any further, we're toast.
Okay, but how was last night's election?
Well, he said they're saying that his announcement, the big announcement coming next week, motivated even more of the left's base to say, "Oh no,
come on, I'm not buying that for 10 seconds." That somehow they're going to hate him more all of a sudden. They're going to not like Trump anymore. I mean, if they were going to vote against Trump the day before he talked about this big announcement. Versus the day he made it,
and people say
Trump's motivating their vote's going to be the same. Is my point.
Trump wasn't on the ballot, in a lot of people's brains he was. You know, I mean, he lives rent free in a lot of, like you're saying, a lot of brains.
Well, he did do a ton of rallies, but I got to think that's more positive than negative because he's bringing out a bunch of people, and you know, these candidates loved it, stood up there with him. You know, I don't know. I think the whole question of Trump is one that comes in the coming days. It isn't about last night. Just my own take, but I welcome yours. On the program today, thanks very much, Stan.
Good day. Yep, bye.
Bye-bye. Others, welcome at 855-200-1776. All right?
We were talking a little bit in the break about Fetterman. And that's one of the ones to me.
Does Fetterman win?
It's jaw dropping.
How does the guy win? There's something so bizarre here.
Lieutenant Governor of the state of Pennsylvania, and a quick search when you look at the murder rates in Pittsburgh and in Philadelphia, they're off the charts. Pittsburgh is getting ready to the crime rate in Pittsburgh. I mean, they're literally saying the murder rate is as high as it's been. It's out of control. Pittsburgh's soaring homicide rate leaves officials baffled. In Philadelphia, in September, they reached 400 homicides for the year.
Yeah.
Look at the Kensington neighborhood of Philadelphia. You're telling me the good people of Pennsylvania, and that guy was their lieutenant governor. They want to send that kind of leadership with those kind of failed cities to D.C.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
It's a head scratcher to me.
What?
It's one of the most bizarre things of the night. But to your point, the House and Senate remain up for grabs.
Yeah.
For majorities. We still are looking closely at Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Georgia, with a runoff coming in January. So there are those points for sure. Texter says, MAGA is alive and well, and Trump is still strong. But nothing was done about 2020, so why would our side expect anything different? Okay. Others here, the Republicans spent too much time badgering people for money and not enough time promoting their plan to reverse the horrible decisions of the Biden administration. Hopefully they will learn from this for the next election. Interesting point. Interesting point. Texter says, North Dakota went the way I thought it would. Now if we could just peel John Hovind's lips off of Mitch McConnell's rear end, we might be all right. As for Measure 2, I just want people to know that drugs are bad, but marijuana is not. Well, you lost that argument last night. You lost that argument last night. Gary in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, hello, Scott. Are you there?
I am. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Who was one of the founding fathers that came out and was asked the question about what form of a government, and was it
Ben Franklin?
Franklin or one of the
Ben Franklin
saying, if we can
keep it.
Right, exactly. And that always resonated with me. But you know, about 50 years ago, I read a lot of Louis L'Amour's books, probably just about every one of them. But in one of those books, he said that as civilizations age, they continue to give up their freedoms until they have nothing left. And I never forgot that. But I don't know, I'm afraid he's more right than what we want to believe.
Why do you say it's more than we want to believe?
Well, because if you look at every other civilization around the world, it's exactly what's happened to all of them. You know, I mean, how long can we hold this yet? As Benjamin Franklin said,
no,
I just see it slipping away. I hate to even admit that, but I mean, sometimes we gotta. I don't know. Scary thing.
It feels scary, doesn't it?
It does.
That's part of the what happened from last night that has me scratching my head. You know,
yes.
Some of these races, you yes. just say, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I know. Yep. Every election just seems to be a little less that we have of America.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks share your sentiment, and I appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. Paul is in Towner. We have Don on the road, Jimmy in Detroit Lakes, Jay in Valley City, all waiting to weigh in on what's on your mind, plus your texts, as we continue to answer the question and do a little analysis on last night's vote. What happened? More after this. Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tell you about a great deal from our friends at MyPillow. Mike Lindell and company have designed the greatest sheets ever. Sleep on them, and you will quickly understand how great they are. Giza Dream Sheets. It came from the Giza cotton. Giza is a region in the Mediterranean that has the best cotton you can grow. And they use that cotton to make these sheets, the best bed sheet you'll ever sleep on. And this is the best bed sheet sale ever. Giza Dream Sheets are now $29.99 when you use the promo code SCOTT. What's the promo code? SCOTT. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. Giza Dream Sheets sets as low as $29.99 when you use the promo code SCOTT. Okay? All right. Paul and Towner, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Paul. Are you there, Paul?
Oh, yeah. This is, I'm not sure what happened there. Yeah, what happened? I get back to Mitch McConnell's statement that candidate quality is a big factor. And that gets back to the primary voter. The primary voter is further away from the mainstream than the general election voter. And you get some really completely inadequate people running for U.S. Senator votes. I think it's Herschel Walker in Georgia. That guy is terrible. I'm sure he's a reliable Republican vote if he is in the Senate, but does he actually have anything to add to the, I don't know, to what's going on, solutions or better ideas? I just do not think Herschel Walker should not have been a candidate.
So you put the what happened on candidate quality?
A lot of it, and the primary voter, too, at both of them. Of course, candidate quality relates to the primary voter. So, and the Republicans are worse at it than the Democrats. So, I don't know. I just don't see how you can get away from that. The Republicans have lost, I can think of easily, 4 or 5 seats, Senate elections, that they should have won, except for they put up some yahoo from nowhere, or from they dug up from under a board out in the field, and with, you know, the crickets and the earthworms and everything up, and they run them, and they run them for Senate. And you know, I remember the one from Delaware who actually had to run a campaign ad saying, "I am not a witch." That seat would still be Republican if she had not won the nomination, instead of, let's say, it's, you know, long term it's going to be a Democrat. And you know, the Missouri, Scott Atkins in Missouri, and I cannot remember the guy in Indiana that basically said, I can't, it's about abortion, it was really stupid.
All right, I hear you. Candidate quality, answer of what happened. I'm going to go as quick as I can through these listeners that are waiting. Don on the road, your next answer to the question, what happened on What's on Your Mind?
You know, I think I could take it right back to the previous caller, right? He, you know, the first thing that he talked about was Mitch McConnell and his candidate quality comment, right? That had nothing to do with the candidate. With the quality of the candidate, that was somebody that was going to vote against Mitch McConnell to run to be the head, right? And then we go back to a couple other callers, and one was 100% Donald Trump. It's Donald Trump's fault that that the midterms went the way they did last night. And then the one before that was a lady caller who said she was a big Donald Trump supporter, but she couldn't vote for him, that she was just tired of him. She loved his policies, but she just is sick of the man. So how do we get past that, right? I mean, a house divided against itself cannot stand, right? These are Republicans that are calling your show. You don't got liberals calling in complaining about Donald Trump, right? So if we can't agree on those things, right, and if we can't look at what Donald Trump did and just differentiate that from what he said, right? Roe versus Wade is gone, right? Donald Trump did that, right? Donald Trump is the one that ripped the scab off the swamp and the southern border and all of that. I agree with their comment that Donald Trump can be a little, you know, he's polarized, but we're polarized against ourselves in our party, right?
Well, he also got stuff done. To your point, Don, he got stuff done, you know?
He got stuff done. Not just the border, not just Roe versus Wade, all those things. You know, thank goodness for Lindsey Graham and keeping Merrick Garland off the Supreme Court.
Appreciate the call, Don. Thank you. Jimmy, Detroit Lakes, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. Let's target back to Minnesota and look at something right under our feet. We have over 800, close to a million people in uniform law enforcement in the United States. Never once do they ever get asked, what do you think the best candidate is? Right here we have an Attorney General, Keith Ellingson, that has criminal actions in his past. He has done nothing but allow, like the ads say, our Minneapolis area to burn to the ground. Our governor did the same, made fun of our people in uniform in the military. And actually, I'm embarrassed to say, but he was even in the military himself. What we have is hardworking men and women in this Minnesota, and I'm not going to point fingers at any one nationality, but we have a group of immigrant people that came that want to bring Minnesota down to their level of where they have come from. No democracy, no security when you live at home, no law enforcement. And when you see how...
Hi, what's on your mind? Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Jimmy, got your point. I appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Jay in Valley City, squeeze you in here. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. What happened, Jay?
Sure, Scott. I haven't called you for a long time. I finally had to today because you keep scratching your head and you're going to get a sore up there if we don't stop scratching it. So I'm going to help you stop scratching it.
All right,
do that. What happened last night was predictable based on the hate for Donald Trump. Donald Trump was a good president. Everybody says and repeats, he should have kept his mouth shut. I'll repeat it, too. He was a good president, but the results last night would have been quite different if a week or two ago Donald Trump said, I've accomplished my job. I'm done. I will not be running for president. I will bow out. Okay, that would have gotten a lot more Republicans elected last night.
Interesting.
Don't you think?
I don't know how Donald Trump, he wasn't on the ballot. I'm confused.
No, but everybody thinks he's on the ballot. Everybody
He's on the ballot in their brain. Yep.
And that would have made a big difference, I think.
Interesting, Jay. I appreciate the call.
Everybody's circling close around it and getting there. Thank you.
Texter says Trump is 115-5 on people that he endorsed. That last comment makes no sense. I can't put my mind around it either. I can't. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Fascinating conversation on what happened today on What's on Your Mind. Appreciate all the calls, emails, texts.
Find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The tallies from the midterm elections continue in America. Here's where we stand in the Pennsylvania senatorial race. John Fetterman has projected to be the winner over Dr. Mehmet Oz.
I never expected that we were going to turn these red counties blue, but we did what we needed to do.
Republican J.D. Vance wins the Senate seat in Ohio. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp retains his seat in Peach State. Sarah Huckabee Sanders will be the next governor of Arkansas. Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida and Greg Abbott in Texas will continue in their roles.
We have rewritten the political map. Thank you for honoring us with a win for the ages.
Tropical storm Nicole has intensified and was very close to hurricane strength while it's heading towards the Atlantic side of the southern Florida coast. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. Today you buy two fresh baked cookies, you get one free. That's a good deal. Let's look at some of the home cooking and grab and go convenience specials. Country fried steak. Ooh, sounds good today, doesn't it? It's kind of a comfort food lunch for you on a cool Wednesday. That's in Harwood. Scallop potatoes and ham, 12th Avenue and I-29. Macaroni and beef, downtown Fargo at MP Avenue. Chicken Alfredo in Glendon. Tater tot hot dish on 45th. And home cooking grab-and-go convenience specials in Yulin. West Main Avenue, West Fargo always has great choices. Valley City, same thing there. But in addition to that, every PetroServe USA has some great food. At 4 for 4 special, talk about an inflation buster. Still, four items for $4. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza. You got a couple of cookies and a soda. Four items for $4. All day, every day. PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Just tell them Scott sent you. All right, let's see here. We've got a guest coming up in a moment. We've got some calls waiting to weigh in. Let me go to Rob in Williston. Rob, what's on your mind?
Yeah, this is Rob. I just want to ask everybody an honest question. So, like, Brazil just had their elections, and it's suspected that the CIA was meddling down there. They're having civil discourse because they don't trust their elections. What makes people think that the CIA isn't meddling in our election, especially when we've seen the corruption at the FBI, the DOJ? The DOJ was at the polling places in these big toss-up states. DeSantis, thankfully, says, you're not allowed here. Kicked him out. And I believe that's why the results in Florida were the true red wave that this country should have felt. I feel very skeptical with our elections, and I believe that most people feel that way, especially Republican. After everything the Democrats have done to this country, they've ran it into the ground, and people still want more of that. I find that very hard to believe, and I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. And we haven't heard a lot of that today as far as what happened, but we have heard that from a few folks. Tell me again what was what DeSantis did not allow? I didn't hear that.
The DOJ went into the polling places, DOJ, to prevent voter intimidation, supposedly. And DeSantis would not allow them into Florida. They tried to go in there, and DeSantis put his foot down and says, get the hell out of here. And I believe the results would have been different if they were allowed in there. I don't know how he did it, but it was all over the news yesterday. And another thing is Katie Hobbs and Carrie Lake. How is Katie Hobbs allowed to overelect overlook the election process in Arizona while she's running for governor. If that's not a conflict of interest, I don't know what is. But
interesting. Yeah, I just found this, actually. The Washington Post says Florida and Missouri told Justice Department voting monitors to stay outside the polling places. So Missouri and Florida both taking that approach. Rob, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Dan Hickson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have three points that I'd like to identify as far as why it went the way it did. But first of all, I want to say President Trump did not run for office, okay? And most of the people that Trump endorsed won, okay? So don't blame Trump, okay? But I got three reasons why the Republicans did not do better. Number one, in my opinion, is money. The Democrats have a ton of money from the liberal elite in Hollywood, and they basically outspent a lot of Republicans. So money buys votes. Number two reason is misrepresentation. The Democrats made themselves sound like Republicans in the election run, and they wanted to sound like Republicans because they knew they had nothing else to run on. The third reason is the media is in the back pocket of the Democrat Party. All you have to do is listen to ABC, NBC, and CBS, and they support the Democrats.
Interesting. Did you get to your last one?
Yeah, well, those are the three. Number one was the money. The Democrats outspent Republicans. Number two, they misrepresented what they really stood for. You know, they made themselves sound like Republicans. The third one is the media is in the back pocket of them. And the fourth reason is that, in my opinion, there's a ton of corruption. I know they talked about cleaning it up and this type of thing, but your previous call immediately just identified some potential corruption issues with the CIA and all these FBI controlled by Biden and, well, Biden doesn't even know what state he's in, but by the administration. So I think there's still a lot of corruption going on, and that's why the results did not reflect the votes.
Dan, thanks for the call. Get Don and Moorhead here, in here, on What's on Your Mind, and ask him the question all morning, what happened? Lots of input on that. Don, what's your answer to that question?
Well, I'm thinking as I'm driving here that years ago I read Ben Franklin said people who are willing to give up their freedom for security don't deserve freedom. And I'm thinking we're close to a tipping point where we have such a high dependency on the government providing. So probably a lot of people are voting to protect that. I don't have a lot of other answers about what went on last night. I think maybe we overhyped the red wave to a degree, but I'm just wondering if people aren't voting to protect their security through the dependency on the government handouts.
Appreciate that call very much. Let's get one more in here. Jeff on the road. Go ahead, Jeff. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, Scott. This is Jeffrey. Is this me?
It's you. Go ahead.
Perfect. You know what, Scott? The last few years, our forefathers are spinning in their graves seeing what's going on. You got Fox News telling you to hate Trump. You got everybody telling you to hate Trump. I'm a Trump zealot. I seen what that man could do after 8 years of Barack Obama. I'm 66 years old. I've been listening to people for all these years telling me I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. President Trump walks in and does it all in 6 months. I can go on with at least 40 of his accomplishments. Joe Biden has none. Barack Obama had zero. They took this country straight down the drain. And I'm so tired of people stepping into the microphone, always blaming everything on Trump. God sent us President Trump, and I'm 100% behind him. If Mark Levin, Glenn Beck, are all behind President Trump. They all said, you're going to lose your country if you don't reelect that man. And when you start thinking about your party more than your country, something is definitely wrong with us. It's an absolute shame what we've drug ourselves into. And there's only one man going to save us, and it's President Trump. Ron DeSantis is great. He would do great as a VP, and we would have 12 years of right back to where we were during the Trump administration. So they really need to let go of their hatred. That's some shallow crap when that man did everything that he did for this country.
Appreciate the call, Jeff, and the passion a bunch. Thanks a bunch. By the way, the race in Wisconsin has been called now for Ron Johnson, so that's official and kind of a foregone conclusion for a while, but that one is now in the Wisconsin camp for sure. Texter says, really struggling to keep the faith. I lost faith in the government a long time ago, but always had faith in the American people. Now I'm starting to question my faith in the people. Piggybacks a little bit on the last caller. We're pleased to have in studio someone that has been newly elected as the Secretary of State of North Dakota. Michael Howe is here. Michael, how are you?
Scott, I'm doing well. Fun night last night at over at Sweet Shots at the Republican Victory Party. Didn't go to bed as early as I normally do, but it's great to be awake here today and then join you in studio.
A lot of conversation about a red wave coming that didn't really materialize nationally, although the House and Senate still could end up being in Republican control, and you know there's still some signs of a good night for sure, but there was no doubt about a red wave in North Dakota, was there?
Well, up and down the board, North Dakota, just a great night. I was fortunate. I announced my campaign, Scott, 42 weeks ago yesterday, and over those 42 weeks, became great friends with Senator Hovind, Congressman Armstrong, Attorney General Wrigley, Public Service Commissioner Sherry Hogan Hoffert, Julie Fedorchuk, Ag Commissioner Doug Goring, Brian Crashus. Just a great slate of candidates on the statewide ticket for the NDGOP. All of us worked hard. All of us earned our victories last night, and it was really cool to see. And then also celebrating with some legislative candidates in Cass County. The new District 10, Steve Swantek, is a new House member. Some folks in District 27, Josh Christie, newly elected to join Greg Steeman and Kristen Roars. It was a very fun atmosphere last night in Fargo. I was glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now you're, you know, obviously headed for a new role as Secretary of State. What are you most excited about?
I'm most excited to get there and work for the people of North Dakota. So humbled they gave me the opportunity and put their faith and trust in me to be in that office for the next 4 years. Secretary Jagger, hats off to him. 30 years of public service, Scott. That's election after election. The man kept winning. I was on the campaign trail for 9-10 months. It's a grind. And for Secretary Jagger to do the job and also run for re-election every 4 years, hats off to him. Looking forward to learning from him in the next 8 weeks before I officially take over. He's set the table. There's plenty of stuff to work with there, and I'm just looking forward to getting started.
What will be your stamp on the Secretary of State's office?
Technology. Secretary Jagger, I think, would even say, hey, we can make improvements there. They implemented First Stop over the last 4 years, the Secretary of State's website for business filings. I'm sure a lot of your listeners were on the Secretary of State website last night, Scott. It's not the most easy-to-use website, whether it's for election results, whether it's for filing your business, whether it's you're looking up election laws and procedures. It's all there. There's plenty of information on the website. Not so easy to find, not so easy to use. I think the taxpayers, it's my hope I can work with the legislature to make those changes. That will be the first noticeable thing the taxpayers will see.
So just being able to navigate that website better will be job one for sure.
Yeah, and that's a part of being open and transparent with the public, too. If they're able to find the information quickly, that benefits everybody.
Anything else you want to tell us?
No, I just want to thank the listeners for your support. Eager to get going here, 8 weeks now. My wife and I are going to take a little break here the next 4 days, and we'll come out of the cave Monday morning and prepare to take over and work for Secretary
Jagger. It's quite a grind, isn't it?
It is. It is. And God bless my wife. She's been with me the entire time, supporting me, and just very happy, very lucky to have her.
Yeah, no, that's great. And like you say, you have some bond with you know, the other candidates that are running and go to the same places and all of that, but it's not a normal schedule by any stretch.
It's not, but it was a real pleasure though, Scott. Too, I think I put over 27,000 miles on my pickup, and when gas was $4.65, it took a little out of the budget there. But it was a real pleasure meeting so many folks all across the state.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations again. Thanks for stopping by today, and look forward to chatting with you in your new post as Secretary of State of the great state of North Dakota.
You bet. Anytime, Scott.
Michael Howe, our guest on What's on Your Mind. All right, one segment left. Tons of text to get to. A lot of folks answering that question, what happened? We'll continue with more after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with rock-solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our rock-solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'd love to head for 721 West Main in Valley City today. My friends at Pucklett Valley City, Chevy Buick GMC dealer right there. Shop for some of these great vehicles. They have a pre-owned 2019 GMC Sierra 2500. Right now waiting for you. Try and get one of those new. Take you for a while. 2019 Chevrolet Silverado 2500 HD, $58,000, 82,000 miles on this baby, and it is sharp and it is loaded up. Right there at PucklichValleyCity.com. Or stop and see him at 721 Main. Man, is that sharp. Woo! Shop for that baby right there and take a look at every nook and cranny of that vehicle. PucklichValleyCity.com. Check it out. 10 before the top of the hour. Who's waiting, Kev?
Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hi, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted a couple comments on the what happened last night. I think it's very unfair to blame Donald Trump. You know, the comments made about how people are don't like Trump and they don't want nothing to do with him. Is there anybody that is more vitriolic and mean-spirited than Joe Biden?
No kidding.
I mean, that guy is just he is just vitriolic.
You're right.
Very nasty, kind of a figure of some of the earlier callers. Trump is the only one that can save this mess. That's just
I have to, I have to say I'm amazed at the sort of, I don't know, mood by some towards Trump, especially from the standpoint of, you know, here's a guy that got things done. You know,
absolutely.
What has Biden done? Given us inflation? Presided over crime,
absolutely.
Let the border go to heck? I mean, yeah.
You know, you look at what Donald Trump accomplished, and, you know, some others have reiterated as well, but my gosh, getting manufacturing back to this country, getting the border under control, getting peace going in the Middle East, cutting down ISIS. I mean, it was just, I mean, basically getting China somewhat cornered, getting the negotiations going with North Korea. You know, that's only a good thing. That has to happen. There's no point in being on the outs with that. I mean, he had Putin under control. This is just, you know, and to hate this guy, you know, I mean, for all these things, if these things are bad, then, you know, count me in as being bad because I'm all in favor of it. And I also believe that there was clearly work being done to modify and steal this election as well, too. So I think they perfected it in 2020, and they just continued on with the 2022 midterms. If you look at the generic ballot, the Republicans were leading Monday before election by 6 percentage points. In 2010, we had a 4 percentage point lead. What did we pick up, 50, 60 seats?
Yeah, I don't.
And this time and not around. Did all these people change their mind? I just don't believe that.
Is that bad polling, or what is that? Because I'd forgotten about that generic ballot. It was the highest it's ever been for Republicans.
Exactly. Exactly. And Kerry Lake has supposedly had like a 10-point lead. Last I checked, she's a half a percentage behind. How can that be? That is just impossible. This does not add up. There's something seriously wrong here. And I think a lot of our rhino Republicans have contributed to the problem, along with the Democrats, not questioning the 2020 election. I mean, the evidence is just absolutely blatantly, abundantly clear that they stole that election. It's just, you can't argue against it. It's wrong.
Kevin tells me you're calling from South Dakota. Kristi Noem got a big victory last night for re-election. And
absolutely.
That was a race some people told us was going to be close. It was nothing but, right?
Well, I think our elections are clean and fair, you know, along the lines of yours in North Dakota. And we see what happened in Florida. They cleaned up their election process. Look at the result. Ohio's getting cleaned up. Look at the result. You know, it's the same old bad actors where there seems to be major problems. And I just cannot believe. Yeah. Congratulations to Kristi. And we had a lot of local races here where it was the same way that, you know, the Republican conservative candidates were way ahead. And so, you know, I think when things are right, there'll be different outcomes.
Jim, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks.
You bet. Texter says, I only have a third grade education, and it was a plan with both parties to put the final nail in Trump's coffin, and it's working on your show. Interesting. Texter says, it looks like everybody in blue states are going to be slaves. Another says, no one is talking about fraud. Joe Biden said it would be days before we'd know the results in some states. Lo and behold, usual suspects. another. I don't think anybody understands there's no Republican Party right now without Trump. He created it. Look at the MAGA movement. It's his movement right here. There will be time for others, but as of right now, it's his party. Look at how the voting went yesterday. I don't think anybody understands this. Listener says Herschel Walker should drop out. Herschel Walker right now is within 48.5% to 49.4%, so less than a percentage difference between the two. Anybody below 50? In that race, it goes to a runoff, so I don't think Herschel Walker is going to drop out at all. We're going to drop out, but we'll be back in 22 hours. God bless.
The big election is over, and America will never be the same. Washington is changing, but the big media is also changing. The rise of Newsmax is making a big difference. Newsmax is the fourth highest-rated cable news channel in America. Every day and night, I tune into Newsmax for the real news I can trust. I watch Rob Schmidt every night. Rob asks the tough questions the media won't. There's also Greta Van Susteren, Eric Bolling, Sean Spicer, and more. Even President Trump says Newsmax is really good. Next week, President Trump will make a really big announcement. Get the latest about Trump's big announcement. Just text the word rally to 39747. Rally to 39747. Find out the details of Trump's announcement and join Newsmax Trump list. Text rally to 39747. Rally 39747. And remember, millions are switching to Newsmax. I did, and you should too. You'll love it.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.